I am not going to double dog or triple dog dare you to put your tongue on a frozen flagpole. But I am going to double dog and should probably triple dog dare you over these next several weeks to pray a prayer that may change your life. A prayer that will change the way you see God and change the way you see yourself. I double dog dare you, double dog dare us to pray for ourselves individually over these next 5 weeks and for Real Life Chapel. And let's see what God does. I double dog dare you because God invites us to come boldly before His throne of grace, to come into the presence of the Creator of heaven and earth. And He says, when we come into His presence, we will receive mercy and grace to help us when we most need it. And instead, too often, instead of coming boldly, we come with weak, ineffective prayers. We come with a wish list. Oh, God, please take care of this situation for me. Help my kids do well in school. Protect us as we travel up and down the road. Take care of Aunt Martha's arthritis. And we ask God to give us things, to do things for us. And it's okay to pray those prayers, but because He invites us to pray about our cares and concerns, but He wants more. He wants us to come boldly. What would happen if we changed the way we pray? What would happen if we came before God and asked Him to use us, to empower us for His mission, for His desires, instead of asking Him to give us what we want? I'm not saying we don't pray these other prayers, but what if we dug deeper in our prayer lives? What if instead of standing off in the distance, wishing for things to be different, we prayed and asked God to change us so we can make a difference? What if we go to God in prayer, seeking His guidance, His direction, His power, so we can be a part of the change? I'm not going to lie to you. It's a dangerous place to go in the presence of God. Isaiah ended up there and said, "Woe is me!" Moses and Joshua were both told to take off their shoes. You're standing on holy ground. And we see over and over in Scripture people falling on their faces in God's presence. To come into God's presence is dangerous, but it is good. It is a good place to be. God wants so much more for us, and we set our sights way too low. When we really encounter God, we cannot stay the same. What would happen if we came boldly into the presence of God? You said, "Have your way with me. Wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do, here I am. Whatever you want me to hang on to, I'll hang on to. And whatever you want me to get rid of, I will let go of." What if we came to Him in our time of prayer and asked Him, I mean, honestly, ask God to work in our lives, to search our hearts, to test us, to reveal our true character, to break us of our bad habits, to send us into the world as his ambassadors, and to use us for the building of his kingdom. What if we focused our time of prayer on asking God to make us more and more like Jesus? And then we asked him to send us out to be his faithful representatives, his ambassadors into the world, asking God to change us and through us to change the world. Because if we want to see the world change, it's got to begin with us. What if we focused our prayers on God's desires instead of our desires? Dwight Moody, one of the great evangelists of the late 1800s, is quoted saying, "The world has yet to see what God can do with a man fully consecrated to him. By God's help, I aim to be that man." What if that was our goal? What if that was our goal? The world has yet to see what God can do with a person fully consecrated to him. By God's help, I aim to be that person. Or what if we as a church said, the world has yet to see what God can do with a church fully consecrated to him. We, by God's help, aim to be that church. Search us, God. Today, we're going to look at a couple different parts of Psalm 139. I'm going to begin with verses 23 and 24. Now, these are two verses that we're going to look at for the next 4 weeks. They're good verses to pray every day, and I double dog dare you to pray them every day. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, test me, break me, send me. And then we're going to look at use me. But this week, we're going to look at that first part. Search me, God, and know my heart. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you to pray this prayer every day this week. Search me, God, and know my heart. And to pray it for our church as well. Search us, God, and know our hearts. Now, as most of you know, you don't double dog dare somebody to do something that's easy. You double dog dare somebody to do something that's difficult, that kind of pushes them. You double dog dare somebody to do something they would not normally do. And I double dog dare you to pray this, not to pray it just in passing. Okay, I said it because pastor said to. But to really ask God, search us and know our hearts. You might be saying, well, why pray this prayer? God already knows our hearts. Jeremiah wrote, "I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve." So if God knows our hearts, he knows what's in our minds. He knows what we're thinking about. He knows our motives. He knows those things that run through our minds that we don't want anybody to know runs through our minds. He knows the real us. So if he knows us, why pray, search me? And why should this be a double dog dare prayer? What's the big deal about it? When we say, search me, we're not just asking God to search us. We're asking God to reveal to us what he finds, to reveal truth to us. I mean, we like to pretend. We like to fool ourselves. We like to pretend we're doing okay. I'm a little bit better than that other person. anyway. We like to pretend we've got everything under control. We like to pretend our sins are really no big deal. We like to put on airs like we're somebody we're really not. It's all part of that deformity of our hearts due to sin. And I know there's a saying that Frank left, and Brady told me it's the churches, it's Real Lake Chapels and not Frank's anymore. Where do liars go on Sunday?
Church.
Where do liars go on Sunday?
Church.
All right, a few of you remember that. Frank's been gone too long. See, you've forgotten all that. We lie to ourselves. We lie to other people. We lie to God. But when we pray, "Search me, God, and know my heart," we are asking God to reveal to us our lies, to bring out truth, to shine his light in the dark places of our lives. I dare you to pray this prayer and really mean it. Search me, God. Some people, when they search their own heart, see nothing but good. I've got it together. There's other people who see nothing but the bad. They see themselves as worse than everyone else. They feel like they're out of control. They see their sins as unforgivable. They have given up on themselves. So when they pray, "Search me, God." Oh, he's still going to reveal the junk in the dark places, but he also reveals the treasures. You're created in the image of God. Those treasures might be hidden in the dark, but they're there. And when we ask God to search us, he's going to reveal those things he's put in us that we didn't even realize were there. When David prays this prayer, he's asking God to reveal the truth about himself, to reveal his sins of commission, omission. In other words, the sins that he's committed by doing the things that he knew he shouldn't have done, and also the sins that he's committed by not doing what he should have done. God knows our hearts. He knows our minds. But are we willing to pray, "Search me, God, and know my heart"? Are we willing to allow God to reach down into the depths of our hearts, point out the old dust bunnies that have built up in there, the dirt, the junk, the hurt, the unforgiveness, the stinking thinking, along with all the treasures that are in there that need to be brought out? Are we willing to allow him to point out things that we've purposely hidden or that we've forgotten about? Jeremiah in 17:9 wrote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" So if we take, I read 17:10 while ago. If we take 9 and 10 and put it together, it goes like this. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Our hearts are deceitful, deceiving even ourselves, but God searches our hearts and minds and rewards us or punishes us according to what he finds. Our hearts may fool us, but they don't fool God. Praying, "Search me, God," is asking God to do a thorough examination of our motives, our perspectives, our shortcomings. And he doesn't examine us in order to figure out ways to punish us, but in order to bring healing to us, in order to make us whole, to reveal truth, So we know where he wants to do some work in us if we'll allow him. Praying this prayer, search me, God, and know my heart, invites God not to only search our hearts, but to reveal to us what he finds. It's asking God to be our counselor, to dig into our hearts and reveal the root reason for what we do and what we think and why we think what we think and why we do what we do. The word search here, it means intently searching, to dig down to the roots, to go to the depths of who we are. It's asking God to check out who we are at the core of our being, not just who we portray ourselves as being. It's asking God, dig down deep in us. Lon A., my mother and I just got back from Utah last night, pulled in about 11 o'clock. We'd been there for my son, Jared. That's number three, because we number them when you have enough. You can't remember names. Number three got married. And when we go out there, I like hiking in those mountains. Man, there are so many trails out there. But the last time we were there, the whole family, it was in August of 2018. And I found a trail to an old mine called Patsy's Mine. Patsy was an Irish prize fighter, and he moved to Farmington, Utah in the early 1900s. And he was hoping to find silver or gold or copper or lead or some valuable mineral. Each day, he took his pickaxe, climbed up into the mountain, and started digging into the mountain. The mine was sealed in 2020 for safety reasons, and I'm thankful my two boys and I went up there in 2018, because the mine goes about 200 feet into the mountain that he dug into with this pickaxe. Each day he was there searching. He discarded the junk. He was hoping to find treasures that he would become rich. What would happen if we allow God to take his holy pickaxe and to dig into our hearts and search and get rid of the junk and to refine the treasures? They don't think Patsy ever found the riches he was searching. And one day he just disappeared, left town. You and I are created in the image of God, and he doesn't create. There's treasure in us. And he wants to find it and reveal it to us and refine it. He wants to bring it out. He wants to use us, which is crazy in my mind. He wants to use us for the building of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. The only question is, are we willing to allow him to search us and reveal to us what he finds? In Psalm 139, David's asking God to search deep in his heart, to drill down, to reveal what is there. Are you willing to pray that prayer? Do you want God to reveal what's in your heart? I double dog dare you to pray this prayer. Our hearts are deceitful. Our hearts will even deceive ourselves, but God knows our hearts. And when we ask, he'll reveal truth to us, the good and the bad. If we go to the beginning of this psalm, Psalm 139, David's crying out to God, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. Apparently, somebody's been making false accusations of David, or at least David thinks they are false. But instead of going to people, he went to God. He said, God, reveal to me the truth. Reveal the truth to me. You know me. You've searched me. I can deceive myself, Lord, but I can't deceive you. God, here's what people are saying about me. What do you say? Is there truth in these hurtful words, or are they just lies? Proverbs 27:6 says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. A friend reveals truth. God will reveal truth. But sometimes the truth hurts. But it's a good hurt. Truth brings healing and wholeness. And God knows us better than anyone else knows us, and he loves us. He knows our hearts. Even when we try to hide them from him, he knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. So David cries out to God, God, you have searched me. You know me. You know everything about me. You even know what I'm going to say before I say it. It can be dangerous to ask God to search us, because he's going to reveal the truth. And once that gate's open, you can't close it again. There's no hiding. He's not going to pretend everything's okay if it's not. He reveals things to us so he can bring healing to us in order to make us whole, in order to make us holy as he is holy. David continued in Psalm 139, picking up at verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. We can't hide from the truth of God. But we do a pretty good job of hiding the truth from ourselves and from others. But God wants to search us in order to bring healing to us. So when we pray, search me, we're not revealing anything to God that he does not already know. But we are inviting him to reveal to us what he knows about us. We are seeking to know the truth about ourselves. We're asking God to continue to shape us into the people he created us to be, even if that shaping hurts. We're asking him to do a diagnostic test on us. You know, you take your car in anymore, and they just plug it into the computer, and it prints out exactly what it gives you codes, and you look up, and you know exactly what's wrong. You already know something's wrong, but when you plug it in, it does the diagnostic so you know what the root of the problem is. When we say, search me, O God, we're saying, hook the computer up, Lord. Tell me the root of my problems. It was probably 30 years or so ago. I remember there was these trucks that were going up and down the road on the eastern shore, and they were doing these sonar, they did some kind of deal where they did almost like drumming on the ground with these big trucks, and they were looking to see if there was oil under the ground. They were testing. They were searching, because if they thought there might be oil and they thought the Eastern Shore might be a good place, unfortunately, they didn't find it. They were going to do test wells. So that's what we're asking when we say, search me, Lord, test and see what's in me. Test and reveal the truth to me. Are we willing to pray that prayer? Do we really want God to reveal our hearts? I double dog dare you to pray that prayer. I enjoy hiking the mountains in Utah because they're so different from what I'm used to. I'm used to nothing but flat land here on the shore. You climb rocks. You see views that are just beyond imagination. They take your breath away. And there's all kinds of treasures there that you just never know what you're going to find when you come around a corner. Sometimes you find beauty where you least expect it. Can you click that? Is it stop? You should be able to click it. Should bring up the next one. No? Okay. There we go. I was hiking around and ran. There was nothing. And I come around a corner and there's a cactus full of blooms. I said, what is this beauty? Another time, I went around another corner and there was water running down there, and I did what you weren't supposed to. I climbed down and I went down by the water. Nobody was with me. I was by myself. And I came back up and I climbed over the wall that went by the highway and walked around to the other side. And as soon as I came around, there was this waterfall that was unimaginable. It was huge. That there. Pictures don't do it justice. Power in a waterfall. Sometimes you see things that will scare you. I mean, it was next to a place that where they did dinosaur stuff. Can you hit that again? There you go. There was a T-Rex right there. I mean, I'd never seen one live in the wild before like that. There's some things that will scare you, and there's some things that are kind of disgusting because people just don't clean up after their pets. But you never know what you might find as you travel along. And I thought, you know, it's kind of the way it is when we ask God to search us. He reveals beauty we didn't even know was there. He reveals power that we had no idea was within us. He reveals fears that we've tried to hide. And there's some junk in our lives that we don't really want to put up with. Oh, yeah, there it is. So when we pray, search me, God, we're asking God to do a diagnostic test on our hearts. We're inviting him to reveal truth about us. And to be honest with you, that's something most of us struggle with. We don't like the truth that much. I always think of Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. But we need truth. I double dog dare you to pray this week, search me, God. Search me and know my heart. Search me, God, and reveal truth to me. Search me, God, and change in me the things that aren't like you. See, we like to think we're okay, but God wants us more than okay. He wants us to be fully human, the way he created us to be before sin distorted everything. To be holy as he is holy is what Scripture tells us. So when we pray, search me, we're asking God to reveal truth and reveal the places we need work and reveal the root of our problems. I double dog dare you to pray this prayer and to really listen to how God responds. And then we respond to his response. And what I want to do over these next 5 weeks, if we're praying these prayers together, these double dog dare prayers, I want us to close by just coming forward. Everybody come forward and pray. And we're going to pray, Lord, search me and know my heart. So if you would stand up, let's move forward, and we're just going to spend some time in prayer up here. You pray, and I'm going to pray, but I want you to pray. Lord, search me and know my heart, and listen to what he might have to tell you.